This is North Shore Today for Friday, May 19, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News, with chunks of cement falling into the basement below and vibrations when a fire truck drives over it, there is little doubt the North Beverly Fire Station floor needs replacing. Fire Chief Paul Carter is quoted as saying, "It's just rotting. I'm surprised it lasted as long as it did." The Beverly City Council on Monday allocated $550,000 from reserves to replace the floor and make the turn of the century sturdy and available to support its equipment. That is, the turn of the century station sturdy and able to support its equipment. The need for a new floor isn't apparent when walking on it, although the floor dips in a few places and there are visible patches. The view underneath from the basement offers a completely different scene. There are small piles of broken cement where parts of the floor above have fallen, including near the doorway to a small utility room right by a new furnace. The floor has deteriorated so much from underneath, Cotter said, that one of the station's three truck bays has been unusable for some time. Extra steel was added to the ceiling in the basement to reinforce the floor above 6 or 7 years ago, according to Mike Collins, City Commissioner of Public Services and Engineering, but the floor is in need of replacement. More on this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. Bill Newell is here now with a report of a business revival in the city of Lynn.
Rick, in the 1960s, the city's downtown was a bustling center of activity, and there's at least one person who is convinced that it can happen again in Lynn. Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, Kevin Moforti, Executive Director of Entrepreneurship for All, E4All, a Lowell-based nonprofit whose mission is to assist startups, has turned his attention to Lynn. The downtown used to be an economic powerhouse, and it offers lots of potential for startups to thrive, he said. Lynn is surrounded by many high-end communities, and if the city were revived, it could attract them as customers. Launched in 2010 by Gutera J. Dashbond, a billionaire businessman, the center has been responsible for the launch of 200 startups in Lowell, Lawrence, Fall River, New Bedford, and now it's Lynn's turn. Quote, we want to help people in Lynn kick off businesses with a local touch so that they're in tune with the community, Moforti said. The nonprofit offers a small business accelerator to foster entrepreneurship. The intensive 12-week program promises to prepare the entrepreneurs for the many responsibilities that they will face with mentors who have lived the startup dream and made it a success. There are also small cash grants of up to $5,000 to help businesses get off the ground. Entrepreneurs are talented people with hopes and aspirations, but need help, he said. Our training offers the nuts and bolts of running a business, how to define your product, find customers, pricing, and when to hire a lawyer, how to register the business, and how to budget and project cash flow. Moforti is no stranger to the startup community. Before immigrating to the United States, he opened a soap company in his native Dominican Republic. We made high-end soap by hand with coconut oil, cocoa butter, rum, sugar cane, and sold them to tourists for $4, he said. But making the soap was only a fraction of what I did. The rest of the time, I was chasing lawyers, trying not to burn out, and sometimes chasing the rabbit down the wrong hole. I wish I had effort for all. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you. Matt Demers writes in the Lynn, the Daily Item of Lynn, the Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, will host the North Shore Comic Con on Saturday. Carolyn Cole, director of the Downtown Lynn Cultural District, conceived the idea after being inspired by the work from Massachusetts illustrator and comic Brendan Gorski during a Raw Art Works event. Raw Art Works, that's what it says. Gorski, who has worked closely with Cole to organize the convention, said comics are becoming more popular. Gorski is quoted as saying, comic books are no longer a closeted thing. In the 1980s, Lynn had a thriving comic book scene, when four comic book stores served the city. Tim Coles, owner of a comic book store in Lynn, Coles Comics, agrees with Gorski and said there has been attraction to his store, the only one in Lynn, and comic books in general over the past 10 years. Coles said it's too early to tell if the Comic Con event downtown will increase sales. More on this story on itemlive.com today, written by Matt Demers. Wednesday night, President Trump signed Representative Seth Moulton's and Will Hurd's Modernizing Government Travel Act into law, demonstrating a major win for bipartisanship, according to Representative Moulton's website. The legislation is Moulton's third bill signed into law, and it is one of only 11 out of 3,000-plus bills to make it through the 115th Congress. Federal employees across the country can now use ride-sharing services like Uber, Lyft, and BikeShare for reimbursable work-related travel, which will save taxpayer dollars and reduce federal spending. This morning, Moulton and Hurd spoke at the Reboot Congress Conference modernizing the first branch of government about the bill and their bipartisan work to utilize innovation to make government more accessible and efficient. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, Gloucester and Cape Ann residents who have rushed to the Edison Gilbert Hospital emergency room then had to wait for the lower priority treatment of sprains, strains, fevers, earaches, and other non-threatening health problems will soon have a more timely and less costly alternative. Leahy Health, the parent corporation, or corporation rather, of Edison Gilbert, has announced plans to open a new urgent care facility in Gloucester sometime this fall, funded in part through a $925,000 grant from the Waltham-based J.M.R. Barker Foundation. The nonprofit healthcare corporation is well along in negotiations for leasing a site to house the anticipated 3,800-square-foot center, according to Terry Giove, Leahy's director of urgent care. The Leahy system has two urgent care facilities in Woburn and Wilmington, but those were included when Winchester Hospital merged into the Leahy system in 2014 and remain under Winchester stewardship. More on this story written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports update. The Marblehead baseball team defeated Somerville 5-3 yesterday to pick up their 10th win of the season against six losses. They have now qualified for the state tournament. Malden Catholic got a walk-off win against Peabody 7-6. Hamilton Wenham pitcher Will Jones threw a no-hitter against Georgetown in a 1-0 win. 73 pitches. The Generals are now 10-6, and that was their seventh straight win of the season. Speaking of winning streaks, the Lynn Classical baseball team at 15-0 this season is headed to Reading for a game this afternoon, a tough Middlesex League opponent. Lynn Classical coach Mike Zukowski.
You know, we have the games where we're scoring double digits and putting teams away, but then the other half of the games are 1-2-3-run games. It starts back in the beginning of the season with Beverly 4-2, Peabody 5-3, Saugus 4-1, 3-1, Gloucester was 4-1, English last night 6-3. So, and I know Danvers was a huge one, 1-0. So we're learning from this season. You look at the record, 15-0, you're like, oh wow. Are they blowing teams out? We're not. We're staying in games. Some of the games we've been behind. We've had to work ourselves out of some jams and come up with some timely hits. And it's definitely, those wins are character builders. And they have made our team what it is today. And it's nice to see that.
The Wakefield boys lacrosse team is now 16-0 following their 18-8 win yesterday over Beverly. And check out our webpage on sports features such as an interview with Item sports editor Steve Krause, meet Ben Goodhue, teacher at Beverly High School, and a North Shore coach, as well as videos on the Lynn Classical baseball team. It's all at msonewsports.com.